What is happening, people of the interwebs? It is time for another episode of the Do Things Podcast. But before we get to the show, a quick word from our sponsors. And if you happen to be thinking to yourself, well, now I don't know where to get started. I understand Anchor.fm is great, but how do I make a podcast? I have got you covered. We have a brand new course called Do Podcast that take you from start to finish, everything you need to know about making and distributing your podcast. There is a free course where you can learn everything you need to know to use just your phone to create your very own podcast. Go to dothingsonline.com and start today. We can't wait for you to do that podcast.
Who's ready to do things?
What is happening, people of the interwebs? The Do Things Podcast.
The Do Things Podcast of the Do Things Podcast.
And I am jacked out of my mind right now. I just want to help people, man. Burn your plans and do things. Selfies and butterflies.
You are a miracle.
Stop worrying about the things you can't control.
Burn your plans and do things.
Let's go. That's it. What is happening, people of the interwebs? Welcome back to another episode of the Do Things Podcast. I'm Todd Frazier, your host, as always. And wow, 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 it is a crazy, crazy time right now. All this stuff happening around us, this chaos, this coronavirus is kind of what I want to talk about. But I want to help everybody with perspective, because that's what I feel like is helping me get through this. And really, I want to help you get through this. And that's where I think we need to head. But before we get into today's episode, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor of this episode. All right, guys. Well, you may have heard that I've been doing things despite all the quarantine and the stay at home. I've been doing things. I haven't been letting that hold me back. And what I've done is I've created a course for anybody that has ever thought, hey, you know what? I want to start a podcast. We have created the course to help you do that. It's called Do Podcast. We have it at dothingsonline.com. You can get everything you need to get started and get your podcast up and running. We have a free version of the course where you can do everything with your phone. You don't need fancy equipment. You don't need all this crazy stuff that I've got to make my show. You can just do it with a phone. And we have a course for free. Go to dothingsonline.com, sign up for the free course, or you can sign up for any of our other courses. We've got in-depth information on how to create your show, how to understand different kinds of equipment and different styles, different places to put it. Everything you need to know, start to finish, Do Things Online, take the Do Podcast course. And if you've got extra time, like most of us do right now, you can start your podcast today. Oh man. Well, what a crazy time right now. I was just looking back right now at the timeline of all of this stuff that's hit and happened. And I'm in California. So if you're listening to this in another state, I'm in California, and Governor Newsom March 19th told us that it was a stay at home, safer at home kind of scenario. And from that point on, myself and my family and people around us, we've all, you know, kind of been shut-ins. We haven't experienced engaging with other people since the 19th. We're almost at a month now, almost at 4 weeks. It's April 13th, 14th. I don't even know what day it is. and probably most of you are like that. You don't even know what day it is. It's just been one thing after another. And it's starting to get monotonous. And I think a lot of us are going stir crazy. A lot of us are sitting here like, all right, I got to get back to work. I got to get back to my friends. I got to get back to my church. I got to get back to, there's so many things that we're not able to do right now. We were just talking this morning, Tammy and I, about the what's going to happen when some of these businesses open. Are people going to be ready to jump back out? Are we going to go straight to the bowling alley and the amusement parks and movie theaters? Or is it going to be a slow, like, creep back to normality? Or is it going to be ghost towns and change everything in society? And I think it's probably a little bit of all of those things. It's not necessarily one or the other. It's literally going to it's changing our society. I think there's going to be some good out of it. I think there's going to be some negative out of it. I think there's good and bad in every situation. If you've ever heard this show before, you've heard me say that it's all about perspective and how you see things. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode. I want to talk about, I'm titling this episode Decision 2020, and I'm not talking about the election decision. I'm talking about the decision that you have right now to take in your perspective on how this is going to affect you moving forward. And what I mean by that is this. You have two choices. I'm going to make it simple. It's not extravagant. It's not detailed. It's not really difficult because I don't like difficult things. I like effective, efficient, to the point, do the thing, move on. Burn your plans and do things, guys. That's what it's all about. But you have a choice. You can either be a victim, choose to be a victim. The coronavirus happened to me. COVID-19 shut me down. COVID-19 did this, did that to me. And I'm a victim. And therefore, I can't do anything about it. I am a victim. Or you can take the perspective of, hey, I'm an opportunist. COVID-19 has stopped some of the things that I'm used to doing. And therefore, I have opportunity to either create innovation inside of what I was doing or start a whole new thing, whatever those things are for you. And it doesn't have to be something big. It doesn't have to be I'm starting a podcast or a business or a local charity or whatever. It can be just relationship or time. That's one thing, especially I am guilty of 100%, is I do so many things. A lot of times I just get overloaded. And before this hit, like a lot of you know, I am a CPA. So I have a tax practice. I have this podcast, multiple podcasts. I have a media company where we do advertising and we do content for companies. I run the live stream and the social at my church. I do consulting. I actually, the beginning part of this year before all this corona stuff hit and plans changed, I was doing a leadership coaching contract with a big aerospace company. And I was with individuals and talking them through the perspective that I'm talking to you about now, is that, you know, getting their mind right and seeing how they can change their view to really make themselves better at their job and better at life in general. And it wasn't any magic that I had. I just was asking questions and then regurgitating back to them what they said and letting them hear it from someone else. So that, I was doing so many things, and I was guilty of probably doing too many things. And that's kind of been my MO, is I've just always done a thing and I've filled the space. And that's something that I'm actually really thankful for this time, because I've spent more time at home during this tax season, mostly because the tax deadline has been extended. So it's not something that I'm, like, tomorrow is April 15th. And typically right now, I would be scrambling to get all of the last few tax returns done and getting the extensions printed and doing all that stuff. But it's been extended to July 15th, which means there's not that sense of urgency and I have a little bit more space. Now, I'm still going to be doing tax returns and extensions this afternoon and tomorrow, but I'm not going to be doing it at the fevered pace that I typically am. And it's giving me space. It's giving me an opportunity that I feel like I can innovate and I can actually spend a little more time just hanging. I mean, there's not a lot we can do as a family, but Tammy and I created this entire, it was basically a game set up with the Easter eggs. The kids would hunt for the eggs and they didn't know, there was nothing in the eggs. We didn't stuff them, which was fantastic. And if you're a parent and you're like, man, I hate stuffing Easter eggs, don't do it anymore. Do this. So we hid the Easter eggs that were empty. The kids gathered them. They found them. We had a couple of games where we played so that they could get points to choose out Easter eggs from this bin of extra eggs that we had. And then when we had all the eggs divided out, however they got them, then we drew randomly to see which color was worth how many points. And then they accumulated these points, and then they could use these points to either buy candy, duh. They could buy money, but we put a limit on how many dollars they could get. And then they could buy screen time, and they could buy, what was the fourth thing? They could buy, a coupon to do no chores. So it was, we created this new thing that we'd never had time to do before and never really ever thought about. Well, maybe Tammy had thought about it before, but it was something that we had space and time to innovate how we did Easter. And it was so much fun and the kids loved it. And this is something I think we're going to carry on now. And we've created a new tradition for our family at Easter time. And it's because of coronavirus. This never would have happened otherwise. And when I say you have an opportunity, I don't mean that necessarily everybody's opportunity is going to be the same. And it's not. Your opportunity is not going to be the same as my opportunity, is not going to be the same as my in-law's opportunity. Everybody's is going to be different. However, if you sit there and you sit back and you're depressed about this happened to me, unless you actually have the virus, which you can't control what happens to you with the virus. You just have to let it take its course. And I've heard, we've got friends in the medical community and friends that have had it. And this thing is nasty. This thing is real. This is actually a thing that you don't want to get. And that is something that I think you can't control that. You can control how you feel about it. It does happen to you if you get it. However, while you're going through it, you can have the perspective of, you know what, we're going to do everything we can. This is something we can't control. So therefore, we can only control what? Our perspective and our effort. Those are the two things we can control ever, anytime, whether you have coronavirus or you don't have coronavirus. That's the only thing that you can control is your perspective and your effort. And everybody's opportunity is going to be different. Just because you're in a situation where maybe your job is on hold or you've completely lost your job, there are opportunities within that. And that doesn't, I'm not trying to say, you know what, this isn't a sad time. This isn't a downtime, because it is. There are people that are hurting. There are people that are devastated by what has happened. However, here's the way I see this. Everybody's having this happen. So if you're sitting there and or walking or whatever it is you're doing while you're listening to this, if you're saying, you know what, this happened to me and I can't do anything about it. You're right. However, it's happening to everybody on some level. Everybody is affected on some level. And if you have that perspective, say, hey, everybody's affected, that means the fallout is kind of going to be what it's going to be. So at the end of this, because it is temporary, guys, this is not a permanent situation. This is not something that is not going to go away. It is. We just don't know how long it's going to be. But if you can't have the perspective that says, hey, this is happening to everybody. Yes, I'm affected. Yes, I lost my job. My business is struggling. Fill in the blank, right? Everybody has something happening to them right now, which means we all get to choose. Are we a victim and going to sit by and just do nothing? Or are we going to find an opportunity? And it might take a little bit of work. I'm sorry. It might take a little bit of work. But you know what? Nothing good comes without work. I shouldn't say nothing. Most things that are good doesn't come without work. That's a lot of double negatives. What I mean is you have to put in the work. You have to put in the effort. Again, the only two things we can control, effort and perspective. Right now, I'm trying to help you get your perspective right. This is an opportunity. Next, you have to choose to do the thing. You have to choose to burn whatever plans, whatever expectations you had in your head about your life or your situation. You have to burn those and start with an action. And then take that action and let the results. It's the do things method, guys. Perspective, process, results, repeat. Have a perspective. Find an angle, some sort of opportunity, whether it's relationship or it's fitness or it's a new business or it's a podcast or it's a YouTube channel or it's, I don't know, having kids, because that still is something you can do in quarantine. And we were, I think I saw on the internet the other day, somebody selling onesies that says made in COVID or something like that. Anyways, really, I wish I would have thought of it because it's brilliant. But we've been talking about that. Like there's so many things that you can do while this is going on. But you have to make the choice to do it. You have to make the decision in 2020, how are you going to see this pandemic? How are you going to frame this in your mind? And what is that going to affect in the end? Because you guys, you have an opportunity. I believe 100% everyone has an opportunity. I don't care who you are or what's happened to you. You have an opportunity. And even if that's, you know what? Here's the thing. Let's say you have something happen to you that's catastrophic. You can't fathom that this happened to you. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's because you got the coronavirus or you have a family member that got it. You know what you have? You have a story. You have something that you can tell, something you can share with others to impact them. That's an opportunity. If you've been affected by this in a way where you have gone through it and you're coming out of it, you are hope. Your story is hope for people that are afraid to even think about going out of their house. You are hope to the people that think this is never going to end. You are hope to the people that are struggling with the perspective that they are a victim. Share your story. Share it. That's it. That is an opportunity. And from that opportunity, there will be some result. You don't know what it's going to be, but it will happen. It may be good. It may be bad, but you have to start. You have to do the thing. You have to burn that plan, get rid of that expectation, get rid of that mindset that says, I don't have opportunities. They don't come to me, because I hear that all the time. You know, oh yeah, I never, that never would happen to me. That's nothing that could ever be done by me. No, it's not. Come on, stop it. Burn that plan. Do the thing. Do something. Start the action. This is an opportunity. Yes, it's a sad time. Yes, there are bad things happening around us. There are bad things happening around us all the time, constantly. We don't usually get inundated with it by the news at the level that we are getting inundated with all this negativity from the news, which if you want positive news, check out Trending Stories Taking Over, tstoshow.com. We stream every Thursday live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. And then we have the podcast up. Go to tstoshow.com, check it out. It's a commentary news show that we do. We have fun. We try and give a lighter side to all the negativity going on. But you guys, you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity, but you have to make a decision. How do you see this? What's your perspective? What's your process? What's the thing you're going to do? Then you're going to get that result. You review it, and you know what? Then you start it again. You adjust. You do. It's the do things method, guys. This is what it's all about. Perspective. Decision 2020. Are you a victim or are you an opportunist? I really hope everybody listening to this is going to decide to be an opportunist. This is a chance. You've got a chance. This is once in a lifetime kind of situation. There is this generation, my parents' generation, most of my grandparents' generations, they did not experience anything like this. This is brand new. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? How are you going to come out of this? You guys, I know you can do it. I know you can take advantage of this opportunity, but you have to decide. You got to decide. Burn your plans. Do those things. I'm Todd Frazier. This is the Do Things Podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Thanks so much for checking out the Do Things Podcast. We're really excited for you to get out there, burn your plans, and do things. If you wouldn't mind, we would love to hear from you. If you would give us a rating on iTunes or give us a comment on one of our social medias, or you can just go to dopodcast.com and check out all the places there. We've got all kinds of things happening from Frazier Industry Studios. We've got YouTube channels. We've got the Do Podcast course now where you can learn how to make your very own podcast course. And we have a free option that you can go in there and take. Go to dothingsonline.com. We've got a lot of stuff coming. Make sure you're subscribed. Tell your friends. Tell your mom, because you know what? It's all about perspective and effort. And are you going to make the decision to be a victim, or are you going to be an opportunist in 2020?